98.1 KZE. Welcome to Tasting Tuesday, sponsored by the South Egremont Spirit Shop. Curated wines, regional spirits, and craft brews. SouthEgremontSpirits.com. Also by Shawgunk Wine Trail. 14 wineries, cideries, and distilleries offering events, tours, and tastings. Find out more at gunkswine.com. And finally, by Kingston Implant Center, offering computer-guided dental implant placement with a 15-year implant guarantee on Broadway in Kingston. The initial consultation fee is waived for KZE listeners. Learn more at kingstonimplantcenter.com. And today it is my great pleasure to welcome Christine Dahlia from Buon Pomodoro to Tasting Tuesdays. Welcome, Christine.
Thank you, Adam.
Thank you for coming all the way up here from Poughkeepsie today. I really appreciate it. It's quite a schlep from Poughkeepsie.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we're going to taste a couple of your sauces, which you were kind enough to bring today. But tell me a little bit first about how long you've been in business, and tell me a little bit of the origin story of Buon Pomodoro. I'm interested in when it got started, how it got started.
Well, we started about 4 years ago, a little over 4 years ago.
Oh.
My daughters and I were telling stories how in the past everyone always said, you know, you should sell your sauce. It's so amazing.
It's true, but a lot of kids or family members think that, you know, and they suggest it, but you actually made it happen.
Yeah, we did. We actually made it happen. For years, I hosted holidays, parties, always had people around, enjoyed it. I had a passion for cooking and also canning and jarring with family, learned from the best. And when we decided to do this, it really didn't seem that it was going to be that difficult because of the history I had canning and jarring with the best of the best. And we decided one day we're going to do this. So we made some sauce and had some people try it, and they were like, this is amazing. You can do this. So with resources, we went out there and made it happen.
Yes, you certainly did. But, you know, if you go to your local supermarket, there's got to be 15 to 20 different, I might be exaggerating depending on the store, but there's so many different varieties and brands of pasta sauce. Was that a little bit of a concern? How do you set yourself, apart from that group?
How do we set ourselves apart? We have only 5 ingredients in our sauce. Fresh tomatoes, fresh basil, fresh garlic, olive oil, and kosher salt. We don't add any preservatives. There's no sugar added, low sodium. It's vegan. The reason why we don't add sugar, where most people add sugar or carrots to their sauce for the sweetness, is because of the tomatoes that we use. We use very good tomatoes.
And where are they from? I don't want to give you to give away any trade secrets.
We're not going to give the tomato secret away. But we do use plum, which a lot of people do ask.
Okay.
We use plum tomatoes.
Thank you.
Which are less water, less seeds. The flesh is sweeter, where you're getting the sweetness from that. And then we combine in one other tomato with it for the consistency and more flavor.
Well, I know you from Taste New York, right? At Todd Hill, is that?
Yes.
Right, that's where we connected from there, mm-hmm. which is right on the Taconic there. LaGrange?
It's LaGrange.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Todd Hill by Todd Arlington
Hill.
High School.
Right.
It's right on the Taconic.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. And so tell me, you have your products there. Your sauces are there. People can find them there if they're curious, right?
Yeah.
And where else can people find your sauce?
We are at Taste New York's. We are...
There's one in Albany you're at, too.
There, we went into the Capital Region, the rest area, on the Thruway. We just went in there about a month ago. We are at the Taste New York, where we originally started, the one on Todd Hill in LaGrange. And I am also at Grand Central Station.
That's the one in New York City.
Yes,
right?
In the train station.
I'm kidding, yeah,
yeah.
Sure.
And we are at Adams Fairacre Farms in Poughkeepsie, Wappingers, and Kingston.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Again, we're speaking with Christine Dahlia, who founded and who oversees, runs, operates Buon Pomodoro. You know, I'm about to taste this tomato sauce, but if you're in the, I guess anywhere from like, what is that LaGrange considered, lower Hudson Valley or southern Hudson Valley, all the way up to the Capital District. There's no problem finding buon pomodoro sauce if you're a fan of pasta sauce, as I am. So why don't we get started? You brought two different sauces, right, today. One is more of a mild variety, and the other is has a little heat to it.
Well, one is not mild. It is just a traditional marinara sauce. Okay. It has no heat whatsoever, mm-hmm. No flavoring of spice. And then we also have a spicy marinara, which has a good kick. So I will let you try both.
Okay.
And just so you know, when we did the jarring, and when you open up a jar mm-hmm. of sauce, you want to hear that pop. That means the jar has been sealed, and it is a sound of success.
Right.
So when you can or jar and you hear that pinging, meaning it's sealing, it's such a great feeling.
Mm-hmm. You have, of course, a sort of a Pavlovian response to that sound, right?
Yeah.
Your mouth instantly waters at the
okay,
sound. Let's
so
hear
we
it.
Will let Let's... you hear it.
And
if we can get it open.
Well, that's a good sign, too. Oh, there you go. And
okay.
I'm salivating. By the way, I have a question. When people talk about red sauce, are they talking about marinara sauce? Or is that just sort
Typically,
of generic?
Typically, yes.
Okay.
Whether it's a pomodoro sauce, a marinara sauce, a pasta sauce. So this is the original.
I've been handed the... traditional marinara sauce. Here, I'm going to taste it right now. It's room temperature. Oh, that is good. That's really nice.
Imagine that on a nice bowl of macaroni
mm-hmm.
or pasta.
Okay, you just opened up another line of question for me.
We are trying to open up.
You need help? I'm happy.
Oh,
there it is again. That's the one with some heat to it.
Yep, this is the spicy.
Okay. Well, I have a question, but I'm going to hold off until I taste that one, too.
That one has a kick.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice, though. You know what you got to do is when you're eating this, the hotter of the two, you have to pair it with a nice fruit-forward wine. I think that's what you have to do.
Definitely.
Which will Agreed. Take, which will kind of balance out the heat from the sauce and balance out the fruit-forward nature of the wine, makes it more neutral.
I agree.
I know you're impressed. So, question for you. These are both, by the way, really delicious.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do you have a website, by the way?
We do.
What, at bonpomodoro.com or something?
Yes. It's bonpomodorosauce.com.
Oh, bonpomodorosauce.com. That's B-U-O-N, Pomodoro. And, of course, we'll share all that information with everybody. So, you refer to, the pasta is sort of a generic term. What do you call macaroni? I have an idea what macaroni is. But some people call pasta, you know, they'll use a term like spaghetti, which is actually a specific type of pasta, as opposed to fettuccine or rigatoni or other types of pasta, right?
Right. I call it macaroni. But a lot of people, you know, they will determine the difference. Oh, no, mm-hmm. they will say, no, it's pasta, you know, but to me, it's macaroni.
You grew up with that term, though.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Okay. Yeah, because I've heard other people call, instead of saying, like, pasta, they'll say macaroni, you know. But do you mean a specific type of noodle?
No.
Okay.
Just in general.
All right. Very good.
And we also sell online as well, too. So you can order online, and it'll be shipped right to your door.
Beautiful. And promise me, Christine, you'll come back when you have other sauces also. You have how many varieties, by the way?
Right now we have two.
Just these two?
Yes.
Okay. They must be big sellers.
They are.
They're tried and true. Are you thinking of introducing other varieties?
Down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. That's great, though. Thank you so much, Christine. I really enjoyed meeting you and trying out these two sauces. They're delicious.
And Adam, thank you so much for having us. We appreciate it.
We'll do it again.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll do it again. This has been Tasting Tuesdays. You're listening to 98.1 KZE.